sort of person they are simply by the clothes that they're wearing. Well, Kirsty Milligan is a stylist and a corporate image specialist, and she says she can tell a whole lot about people by their clothing. And in particular, she can tell a lot about politicians that they might not want us to know just by the clothes that they're wearing. She joins us now. Hi, Kirsty.
How are you, Jason?
Oh, look, I can't complain. Nobody cares. Nobody listens. I've got to stop using that line. It's terrible, isn't it? All right, let's talk about clothes. Now, they say clothes maketh the man. Is that really the case?
Well, you know, it really is. Beautiful clothes have always made the man. James Bond made that the case many, many years ago. But we have to make sure that our clothes are authentic to our to the person inside, really.
Okay, so it's not as if I can have somebody else dress me, or can I sort of, over time, develop a new style of my own?
You can develop your style. You can. I always call it sort of dialing it up with my clients. So take the person that you are and dial it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
If you take someone who's supposed to be a rugged, casual kind of person and you dress them up in a three-piece suit, they are just going to be uncomfortable and it will be noticeable. We all have a purpose that we're all here for. Not all of us are here to be leaders of the world. So when we find our real purpose, our clothes should really match that.
You know, what you said is just so true. For a long time, I worked in the corporate world and I had to wear one of those nooses around my neck, which I just could not handle. And then more recently, I've actually been doing more of a blue-collar type job, and I find that wearing those sorts of, the blue work shirts, I'm in my element.
Oh, I love to hear that. That's wonderful. I bet you even look better too.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. Now, look, the main reason that we've got you on today is we want to talk about our politicians, and we want to find out what their clothing actually reveals about them that we might not already know.
And it is quite revealing. Style personalities have been used for decades by stylists and fashion magazines to describe how a person's personality is expressed through their clothes. And what I've found through my years of styling and hundreds of clients is that there are behaviours that are attached to those personalities as well.
All right. Well, the first one I want to touch on, because it's such a silly hat, is Bob Catter.
I'm a country girl at heart, so be careful with
this. Oh, no, but the hat itself is okay. It's just like it's about eight sizes too big for his head.
Oh, it's a big one, isn't it? I wonder, but it's a white one too, so he must be one of the good guys, because only the bad guys wear the black hat.
I mean, what's he compensating for by wearing such a big hat?
Oh, I was waiting for that one to come. I'm steering clear of that one. But his style personality is called rugged. So he's a real man's man, and it's not a stretch to think of that when you think of Bob Catter. He's the kind of man you think would sort of throw his leg over Harley Davidson and ride it off into the sunset. He's strong and silent. Now, the problem from a leadership perspective with that is that he quite often go and get things done himself without talking to too many people about it. He wouldn't consult, or he wouldn't really want to be collaborative, but he would get in and get the work done. It's just that it'd be done before you even knew it was a job to do.
Yeah, I mean, look, one completely out of left field for you. If we take a look at Donald Trump, who, you know, prior to actually becoming president, was normally a bright shade of orange. what exactly is going on there? I mean, he obviously is not wearing the fake tan as much now, but his style, just on its own, is a little bit strange. He wears his tie a bit too long and his suits are a bit ill-fitting. For someone who's got a lot of money and is now very much in the public eye, why is it that he hasn't gone for the much more tailored kind of look?
Well, oh, that's such a really good question. His suits always look incredibly boxy and a little bit too big. I think that's because he's trying to create some width across his shoulders, and that everything that he's doing is a power play.
Intimidation.
Intimidation, exactly. He's right. A bully. He's a bully, and he's a sexual predator.
Right, okay. And that's reflected in the clothes style, that you can kind of see that kind of behaviour, that kind of person behind the clothes that they choose.
Yeah, absolutely. That strong red tie, the way that it's too long and the way that he manipulates it all the time, he strokes it all of the time, it's incredibly
all phallic. A bit exaggerated, yeah.
It is quite exaggerated, and it's an affront to people, and it's something that he It's a manner that he came to very early on in the piece. You can look at pictures of him 20 or more years ago, and he still looks exactly
still the same.
Still
the same style.
The same, yep.
Interesting.
The orange skin comes in and out.
To make it look like he's been on holiday lots. Let's move on to I guess, what I've often referred to as the Ice Queen, Julie Bishop.
Oh, wow. Wow, it's interesting that you say that. She has the Ice Queen style personality. It's called the classic style personality, and it's actually different from male to female, which is quite interesting, and an interesting way that we see things differently from gender to gender. The classic for a female, she is very structured and organised, quite clinical. She takes a long time to make decisions, and then she will stick to that decision. But from a feminine perspective, it actually looks cold, it looks calculating, it looks intimidating, and it makes it look like she would have trouble connecting with, you know, we the people. And that's a problem for her from a leadership perspective.
Is that a deliberate ploy on her behalf, though, or is it just the style that she's decided to go with?
Yeah, that's what she's comfortable with. That's her classic style personality. It's a little bit OCD, the old classics. They're the ones that you go into their wardrobe and all the coat hangers match. And the shoes are
all lined up. Yes, beautiful.
Don't ever go into her house and move the picture frames. Don't move anything. Don't touch anything.
All right. Well, what's Pauline Hanson telling us when she wears a burqa?
Oh, wow. Well, she's telling us exactly what her style personality is.
Yeah, that's right.
Style personality.
No, but I mean, her normal dress style, so other than that particular prank, what is her normal dress style saying?
If you have a look at images of Pauline, you'll see that everything she wears, even if it's just a plain old dress, is outstanding in its print or its pattern, or there's something about it that makes it just totally stand out from the crowd. She's called a dramatic style personality. Even the colour of her hair gives that away. It's quite bright. It's not a natural colour of hair. It's very much a dyed, bright colour of hair. Dramatics quite often have tattoos or body piercings. They're the anarchists and the agitators. They always take the minority view. They're the fighters. They're the big voice that yells and screams at the establishment.
How come we don't see any men dressing with that kind of dramatic boldness?
Oh, that's a... Oh, do you mean in general or do you mean in politics?
Yeah, I mean, I look at some of our politicians and even just some of our more conservative sort of people, you know, headmasters, headmistresses, that kind of thing, who get away with wearing something that might be fluorescent pink or have a really bold kind of floral print on it. And I think to myself, you know, they can get away with that in Parliament or in a corporate environment, but if a bloke was to put a suit made of the same material, it would be unacceptable.
We do have very specific ideals in the Western world about how we think men should be dressed and how we think women should be dressed. Men, it tends to be on the more conservative side. If you wear something different than just pants, a business shirt, a tie and a jacket, you would be considered quite extreme. Women have more space, but I think they have more space for error as well.
I worked briefly about 20 years ago for a very, very large American company here in Australia, and they actually had a dress code, the likes of which I'd never seen before, and I actually got written up twice for wearing bright socks, even though you couldn't see them. How strange is that? I hope they've changed by now, but back then... No, it was very strict. You could only wear certain shirt colours, only certain tie colours. And, of course, I thought I was getting away with it because they said nothing about socks. But because they were seen to be too bright, Well, let's just say I don't work there anymore.
My question would be, why did you feel the need to wear bright socks?
Oh, that's just me. I spent my entire year from my 20th to my 21st birthday wearing odd socks.
Oh,
just for the heck of it.
Anti-establishment.
Yeah, I'm a rule breaker. That's me. Let's just quickly, because we're running out of time, we're just going to quickly touch on both Bill Shorten and Malcolm Turnbull. How, looking at them, I mean, these guys wear suits every day and their colours of their ties are normally just fairly solid block colours. What's that telling us?
You have to look closely to see the difference between these two, and it's in the fit of the garments. So you'll notice that Malcolm Turnbull, his fit, the structure of his garments and the quality of the materials is extraordinary. He really is a classic, male classic, which is kind of a James Bond look. If you look closely enough with Bill, it's a little off-fitting. They're a bit too wide along the shoulders. Sometimes the collar is just a little bit too big. He's a classic style personality who is just, he's not as comfortable as Malcolm is in a suit. Bill Shorten's more of a roll your sleeves up guy. He'd prefer to get, you know, down in dirty on the front line with the fellas, whilst Malcolm has that actual leadership presence, but has to be very careful not to look arrogant or egotistical.
I know he turned up on an episode of Q&A wearing a leather jacket, which seemed a little bit out of keep for him.
He might have been trying to be one with the people.
That does make sense, doesn't it? Yes. Mm. Now, just overall, I know we touched on it with Trump, but overall, looking at a man, if they wear a tie that is either deliberately too short or deliberately too long, rather than a tip just touching the belt buckle, are they actually trying to make a point, or are they just a bad dresser?
Well, I would look at consistency, and I'd always look for a couple of indicators, not just one. So you'd want to look at their body language, the length of the tie, and their tone of voice to sort of make a conclusion about that. I reckon sometimes they're just getting dressed in the dark.
Yeah, very good point. Now, the last thing I just wanted to touch on was, these days, we mainly use our smartphones to get our information, like the time and that kind of thing. Wearing a wristwatch, does that say much about a person?
It would depend what type of wristwatch it is. So that would wristwatches and jewellery are very telling to our style personality. So if it was a great big one, they might be dramatic. If it had a leather band, they might be a classic casual style personality. Or if it was a very expensive, flashy one, they might be a classic style personality.
I just one that sprung to mind before I let you go. Glasses. Now, over the years, I've had all different styles of glasses. At the moment, I'm wearing the Buddy Holly style of glasses. Does that say much about me?
I think that you might be either preppy or creative. Are you quite moody with your dressing? Do you dress for your mood and you like to do things in outfits?
No, not really. I mean, I tend to wear very similar clothes every day, just different patterns and colours. You know, the old short-sleeved shirt and black jeans. I'm in a fortunate position that I'm no longer in the corporate world. So, I think you're right. The preppy look might be the one that I'm going for.
Well, there you go. It's gorgeous. I love preppy. Like a day with Tommy Hilfiger.
Well spotted. And it's not a cheap look either, I might add. Kirsty, thank you so much for joining us today. You've revealed a bit about the Pollies that we didn't already know. You are, in fact, a stylist and a corporate image expert. You've got your own website?
I do. It's kirstymilligan.com.au.
Kirsty, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jason.
Good on you, Kirsty Milligan there. Wow, there you go. Apparently, I'm a preppy. All right, shall we get back into the music? Yeah, I reckon. Eddie Rabbit now from 1979. This one's called Every Which Way But Lose. It's Curtain Radio.